Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has become the first state or territory to achieve 80% first dose COVID-19 vaccination for people 16 years and older. The goal comes on the same day that the state recorded 1,259 new cases of COVID-19 and 12 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced that the evening curfew imposed on 12 Sydney local government areas will be lifted from tonight.
This is a whole of government decision based on a number of factors, but I want to send this strong message. We can't move on anything else just now. We need everybody to hold the line. Please make sure that if you do live in those local government areas of concern, that you'll stick to every other rule that's in place. We've seen a stabilisation in the last few days, and we don't want to see that trend go the wrong way.
The curfew had been in place to stop people leaving their homes for non-essential reasons between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carbone says he wants to see more unity rather than division across Sydney suburbs. He spoke to Channel 9's The Today Show following a meeting with the state government yesterday.
I can assure you that in Western Sydney we breathe oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide the same way that people do it in the eastern suburbs. Lockdowns have their places. They keep people locked down for the short term, but they're not sustainable long term. Our vaccination rates are over 80%. I mean, I told the Premier yesterday about a case that whilst the police are checking for people's IDs on the beaches over the weekend to make sure that they keep people out, here in Western Sydney we had a couple that got fined, an elderly couple that just went to the supermarkets to buy their groceries, to help each other out with their groceries.
Victoria has recorded 423 new coronavirus infections and 2 deaths. Victoria's ombudsman, that is an independent person who investigates and resolves complaints between parties, has announced an investigation into the state's COVID-19 border permits. Ombudsman Deborah Glass received more than 80 complaints from people wishing to enter Victoria, many of whom are Victorian residents trying to return to their homes. Ms. Glass says the situation has become increasingly urgent with the extended lockdown, and her office is hearing from people saying they face homelessness by being stuck interstate with nowhere else to go. It comes as the state's opposition leader, Matthew Guy, is calling for an immediate end to curfew and for the government to allow for small outdoor gatherings of families.
Today, I want to be very, very clear, because I think 227 days is far too long in lockdown, and there are things the government can do today to help with Victorians' mental health and getting on with managing COVID that are common sense, that don't need to wait another day. The Victorian government should today end the curfew. Victorians stuck interstate should be allowed to come home and self-quarantine.
South Australia is trying to ease pressure on its hotel system by expanding a trial of home quarantine for returning travellers. 90 Australian military personnel returning from low-risk countries will take part in this trial. And Queensland has recorded just 1 new coronavirus case in hotel quarantine. From this weekend, Pfizer vaccinations will be available for Queenslanders aged 60 and over. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has called this upcoming Saturday and Sunday a super Pfizer weekend, with vaccine hubs across Queensland allowing people to walk in without a booking.
We need everyone vaccinated to prevent Delta coming into Queensland. So, this weekend, walk on in to a vaccination centre, get your Pfizer. Do it for yourself, do it for your community, and do it for Queensland. Together we can get through this.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has released his government's COVID-19 plan for the autumn and winter months. The plan includes booster vaccine jabs for millions of people. Mr. Johnson warns there remains a high coronavirus risk and tough lockdowns are unlikely to be used, but still an available option. Mr. Johnson also says COVID-19 cases and deaths are expected, and other countermeasures will be held back, for now, in reserve.
We do not see the need now to proceed, for instance, with mandatory certification, but we'll continue to work with the many businesses that are getting ready such a scheme. We will also keep open the option of mandating face coverings as they have elsewhere, or advising people again to work from home, and give us the confidence that we don't need to go back to the lockdowns of the past.
Enter Sport. A small Swiss football club has caused a big upset on the opening day of the European Football Champions League. Young Boys from Switzerland have defeated Manchester United 2-1, thanks to a dramatic goal in the 95th minute. Manchester United coach Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the team will learn from the loss and move on.
Make a mistake and you get punished. We did that last year in Europe, and we lost that game today in the last seconds. That happens in football. We learn from it.
Thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.